Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Smart Soul Radio. My name is Zen DeBrook, and each week I do a show where I support people in their life and what they're needing and coaching and questions and comments. And the majority of the support that I give in the program is around what I call the internal guidance system. The internal guidance system is a very, very powerful resource that each and every one of us has inside of our bodies. Consider it to be something that's factory installed. You came with it, but you did not necessarily get the instruction manual. And part of what I'm here to do with this program is to invite people to come and learn about their internal guidance system, as well as to support people who are actively engaged in using their internal guidance system so that they can come and ask questions and get coaching and so forth. So I'm very grateful for you to be here today, and I want to thank you for listening to the show. We've been getting a lot of downloads, and I've been very excited. And I'm also excited for any live listeners that we might have and for everyone who's come on board to ask questions. I love to talk to people. I love to support people. It's one of the joys of my life. And so for all of you who have the courage to call, thank you. Now, the call-in number is 646-378-1741. That number, again, is 646-378-1741. And you can call and talk about any particular thing that you'd like. Also, you can send us an email that I check each week to answer your questions. And you can do that at smartsoul.com and click the button that says Ask Zen. So that's where you go for that, and I answer both of those, and I want to thank you very much. I also can take questions in the chat room, too. So if you're in the chat room, you're more than welcome to ask me questions. Well, it is November 5th, 2008, and the United States has a new president-elect. And I wanted to do a little bit of conversation around that today, because it really doesn't matter where you stand, whether you voted for Obama or you didn't vote for Obama, in my opinion at least. What is important to me is how you manage your energy so that the future of the United States, if you're listening, I've got a lot of international callers, and I'm sure that you're equally as interested in what happens with the U.S., but if you're a citizen of the United States of America, where do you stand for your country? Now, I know that a lot of people have been hyped up. This election has been very, very powerful and very difficult. It's been very interesting to watch the Internet come into play as a media form that allows for anyone to place anything and say anything that they'd like to, whether it's actually true or not, whether it's been vetted or not. It's out there. And for me, it was kind of interesting to watch what I believe to be both parties using it in a way that's kind of malicious and throwing out lots of rumors and misinformation and trying to sway the public's opinion in one direction or another. These are powerful times, and where we put our focus is crucial. It may not seem that your individual focus makes much difference, but when you're sitting in your living room watching a broadcast of a news and you're hearing things that may or may not be true, and those begin to get riled up and you begin to feel energy in your body, whether it be fear, anger, anxiety, concern. I mean, some people even are terrified at the possibilities on both sides. It doesn't matter which party that you're engaged in, there's a level in which you're terrified that possibly Saddam is linked to terrorists, or you're terrified that McCain is going to run this country into the ground or continue the war and kill lots of other people and destroy our international relations. I mean, so either way, both the citizens of either, you know, in either support position are in a difficult space. Well, the media moving us in one direction or another as if we were heard is pretty scary. And I'd like to talk a little bit about why that's scary and then really support you in a conversation around your internal guidance system and how that can help you to get back into alignment as to what you stand for, what values you really do want to produce as a citizen. So let's say you've got, you know, good 30 million people watching TV on any given night inside the United States. And they're listening to their particular brand, whether it be conservative or liberal or center, of media. And as these things begin going, it's not just you sitting in your living room being riled up in a direction based on information that you don't know necessarily if it's actually true or not. Just because they say something on television or put something in print does not mean it's true. Well, it's not just you sitting there all by yourself. There's a whole body of energy. There's a whole large group of people out there watching that same broadcast and being pushed in that direction. And what I have found year after year after year of working with the internal guidance system and having a spiritual practice that's grounded in listening to my body is that that energy, that focus of where I put my attention, it comes into being. I have this really great little story. I just moved into a house 2 months ago, and last night I ended up going to a couple of election parties. Well, from my house, I can see maybe four houses. I'm living out in kind of a country, rural area. And I've been thinking to myself for the past week and a half, God, I'd really love to go and check out the inside of that house. And then there's a one up in the front. I'm like, and I'd like to go see what that house looks like inside. Well, lo and behold, yesterday I'm on the phone with a neighbor finding out where to go vote. And she says to me, you know, we're going to a couple of election parties tonight. Would you like to go? And I said, I would love to go. And what do? They come, they pick me up, they take me to one house. I go inside, I get to see the whole house. I ask where we're going next. And they say, you know that big house on top of the hill over there? That's where we're going next. Both the houses that over the past week and a half I've thought to myself, I'd really like to see what they look like inside. Both of those houses I actually got to go to for an election party. When you focus your thoughts in a direction, especially if it's not attached to whether that thing happens or not, it's just kind of something that's a desire that wells up from within you, which I believe is the opening of your internal guidance system. When that desire wells up within you, it becomes very easy for the universe to deliver upon that. Well, you know, we just had this fantastic election. Whether you consider it to be up or down, right or left, doesn't really matter. What's really important is where are you putting your focus and what is that creating in the world? I had a very interesting experience at one of the events last night. We were watching television and all of a sudden the electoral votes for Obama went to 297 and everyone in the room knew that he was going to be our next president-elect. And there was mixed reaction. It was a mixed crowd. And what was interesting was in past, when I had an election, you know, I'd be happy or sad or disappointed or, you know, elated, depending on what I had particularly wanted. This time, I didn't really have any of that. What the experience that I had was, good, now it's time to get to work. Now we got work to do. I think that it's really time for everyone to put aside a lot of the information that we've been listening to, a lot of the fear, a lot of the garbage that's been rolled out in order to win an election. Check within your body as you're thinking about the future and what's going to happen next. I watched so many people and talked to so many people in this election time period that were closed. They would be all upset and riled up about something. You know, not trusting Obama or hating McCain and the party that be right now and that has gotten us into this mess. And as they're talking and reverberating the information that they've been getting, I could feel their internal guidance system closing. One of the things that you'll find when you start studying and working with your internal guidance system is that you can actually feel when somebody else is closing. It's part of the practice. So that way you can communicate with someone into the opening. Well, it also acts as a spiral. So I don't know if any of you are aware of this in your life, but you can get on a track where you have one little thought that's in a direction that has a slight closing, and worry is this way, by the way. It's a downward spiral. And then that kind of snowballs into another thought, and that snowballs into another thought. And because of the way the energy in our body works and because of the law of attraction, those thoughts begin to build on one another, and the next thing you know, you're in a complete mess. And you may have been in the best mood in the world, and one phone call, one piece of mail, one email, one piece of information, one interaction sets you into this tizzy that throws your whole entire world into a funk. Because closing begets closing. When your body begins to close, and that's what happens. And what's interesting is it's a reverberatory energy. It's a vibration so that also it'll bounce off someone else and begin their closing. That's how arguments escalate. is because we start fighting for this closing, and the closing gets deeper and deeper, and we get more powerful. But it's also bringing that out, like two tuning forks. You strike a C tuning fork, and if there's another C tuning fork nearby, it'll begin to reverberate. If it's a D tuning fork, it won't, if it's on a different channel. Right now, we're in a very powerful place in history. We're at a turning point. And so it's really, really important that you pay attention to what's going on inside your body in relationship to your thoughts. The thoughts that close you are thoughts that are not true and not carrying you towards your highest potential. But you're not in this alone. You're in this with the rest of us. And so you holding thoughts that are not carrying you towards your highest potential, and because of the reverberatory effect of the energy of our bodies as spiritual beings walking around this planet in material form, you're in effect being a ripple effect for that closing and that information that you're holding and that you're carrying and that you're thinking about. And there's never been a more present time to be the change, a more important time to be the change. And the way that you be the change is by paying attention to what you're actually generating inside of your body. And what you're generating inside your body is directly proportional to the thoughts that you're having. Now, very often, I'm going to give you a little technique here. It doesn't always work this way, so I want to warn you that, what I am saying to you is very important, but it doesn't always end up to where this practice will work, but it will at least get you started in a direction. And that practice is when you feel the tightening in your chest, the closing of your throat, the rock feeling or the pit of your stomach kind of right under your solar plexus tighten and feel uncomfortable, that is a signal from your IGS, your internal guidance system, that what you're thinking is not in alignment and not moving you towards your highest potential and contributing to the highest potential of all. So if those thoughts are not true and not moving you to your highest potential, one thing that you can do is you can just simply think the opposite of what you just thought. Notice that you're tight and immediately move into thinking the opposite thought. The third step is, so the first step is noticing that your IGS is closed, that there's anxiety, fear, worry, there's a tightness, anger, there's like you can feel it. It's not the same as emotion. The second thing is to turn the thoughts that you're thinking around to the opposite. And the third is to notice whether that brings a sense of ease to your body. Now, if that brings a sense of ease, that means that that thought is more in alignment with your highest potential and more towards truth. There's a gradation here. Your internal guidance system is not like an on-off switch. It's more like a compass that you would use in the wilderness to find your way to true north. And if you've ever seen a compass needle and you picture it in your mind, it kind of wobbles back and forth. And as you turn directions, it goes to try and find north. Well, your IGS is more like a compass. It kind of swings between truth and not truth. It swings between highest potential and moving away from your highest potential. And the more that you're moving towards your highest potential, the more expanded, open energy. This is the people that when you're on your purpose and you're moving towards your highest potential, you jump out of bed. Or when you get that call and you know that it's the right opportunity for you, you get excited and this energy fills your body and it just everything feels right. Well, there's also smaller experience of that, just a sense of ease in your body. Somebody tells you that something may be going wrong at work and they come back and you start getting worried about the consequences and then 15 minutes later they come back and go, remember that thing I told you about? Not going to happen. And your whole body goes, whew, as you open. Now, most people think, well, gosh, then, of course, positive thoughts are going to make me feel better. It's not true. The closing of your internal guidance system is not the same thing as your emotions and feeling better. Your internal guidance system is literally not paying attention to positive thinking. Have you ever, maybe some of you out there have had this experience where you've tried to do affirmations. I am a successful, wealthy human being. I'm a successful, wealthy human being. But the whole time that you're doing the affirmation, you still have this kind of like uneasy feeling in the pit of your stomach. Well, there's two reasons for that. One is that very often we try to cover up what we're afraid of or what we're worried about with something positive over the top. It's like putting a icing on a really bad cake. It doesn't work. The cake still tastes horrible, and the majority of the energy of the thoughts, the worry, the fear, the concern, you know, the stressing about money or all of those various things is the cake. And if the cake don't taste good, the frosting don't help. And you know that. So you jump in there and you try to figure out how to put some icing over the cake. Well, your internal guidance system is not going to let you do that. It doesn't let you lie to yourself. It doesn't let you fake yourself out. And that energy isn't a match for you. What's a match for you is you need to get into the worried thoughts, the cake itself, and turn those thoughts around and find the actual focus that you need to be in. This number two reason why the affirmation won't work is, and you can still have that tight feeling in the pit of your stomach, is because that affirmation isn't actually for you. Maybe you're not trying to carry, you're not trying to cover up that, you know, cake with some frosting, that icky cake with frosting, but instead what you're actually trying to do is you're trying to create something in your life that isn't what you're intended to create. It's not towards bringing you towards your highest potential. There's many people, you know, out there who believe that you can create anything that you want, but I don't believe that. I haven't found that to be the truth, which it gets really disappointing for some people, and there's some people who will take this point to a level of ferocious arguing. But I haven't found that to be the point, I mean, to be the truth. The truth is that we all have a very powerful destiny or alignment of what we're here to achieve. And by achieve, I don't necessarily mean the big house, the car. I mean, that's all can be part of the service and what we need in order to achieve. But we're here to achieve a certain awareness in our spirituality, to work out certain things, to become wiser, to build our spiritual competency by being with other people, individuals, and reflecting back to one another, ourselves, so that we can make really beautiful, powerful changes, or not. And even in not, we're still a part of a conscious effort that we're wanting to be a part of as an individual with free will. And if you try to manifest something like a Ferrari or a job on another continent, and that Ferrari is just going to actually take you away from the things that you need to do to achieve this spiritual growth, it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to achieve. And your IGS will close every time you actually try to go for it, every time you try to, you know, manifest it, prepare your mind and visualize how you want to be driving this Ferrari, it won't actually work. Every time you try to visualize moving to another continent, if you belong where you are or somewhere nearby because that's where the people are that are intended to be a part of your growth path, as much as you want to manifest that other living on that other continent, if you're closed, that means that it's not in your highest potential in that moment to be focusing on it. Now notice I said it's not in your highest potential in that moment to be focusing on it. We have a lot of constructs in our mind about how things work, a lot of belief systems. It's either a yes or a no. Either I'm moving there or I'm not moving there. Either I need, you know, but that's not actually what it's about. We're really beautifully and powerfully engaged in mastering this energy that's running through our human bodies. This internal guidance system that I'm talking about is so much broader and bigger than a yes or no system, or should I do this or should I do that. It's actually supporting you in figuring out and understanding where to put your focus, because your focus is your will. It's your freedom of choice. Your choice is the most powerful thing in the universe. It is the most powerful thing in the universe. As amazing as that may sound, every time you make a choice, it's almost like putting your energy into a pot of energy. It's like voting. And that choice that you have, literally the whole universe wants that. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's almost as if, and you can see it reflected in the world around us. No, think this. No, think that. No, believe this. No, believe there. No, give us this over here. Your attention over here. Your money over there. Everything's trying to pull at you to get your attention. We have a whole industry called the advertising industry that's trying to push your attention and your focus in certain directions. It is the power that you have. The only issue that we're facing is, one, we don't realize it, and two, we don't know how to manage focusing our thoughts. Now, unless you're a guru, it's really challenging to focus in a direction that you desire. I mean, even me, I was sitting here before the call. Every call, I go ahead and I do my little spiritual meditation to send this whole show into service. Like, it's all about you, God, Source. Just let me know what you want to say, and here I am, and I'm at your service. I sat down to do it, and then all of a sudden I found myself doing something else. I mean, I literally like sat down to do my meditation, and then my brain went off in this direction, and I had a pen, and I was writing something down. I'm like, what am I doing? I was doing a meditation 2 seconds ago. And I dropped the pen and put it aside and was like, that's not important. What's most important is sitting in this meditation. And I did the meditation. But all day long, we have this mind that keeps hijacking our focus in different directions because it's a habitual creature, like a piece of software system, and it keeps dragging us from one thing to another. And I don't know about you, but it seems to me that lately it's been getting even more difficult to focus. And I'm somebody who really does try to focus, like actually stays in a conscious position. And I'm witnessing the noise or the distraction level getting even louder. So choice may sound like, oh, all I have to do is choose. It's the most powerful thing I have on the planet. It's the most powerful thing I could possibly do. But it's really not that easy. How do you choose? Where do you put your choice? Where do you put your power? Where do you put your energy? So as I was talking earlier, there's this three-step process. I'm going to break it down one more time around using your internal guidance system. And then I'm going to, as I do it this time, though, I'm going to show you where the power in your choice lies. So you have a closing thought. And for anybody who out there who is not familiar with the work, go to smartsoul.com. And on the homepage there is a video that walks you through a meditation that gives you the experience of this expansion and this contraction feeling that your internal guidance system produces to help you focus your thoughts. Now, this is what's important. So the election, as it just happened, either you're really excited because Obama's in office and there's change coming and you're ready to get to work and make things happen, or you're really upset and you're afraid. But all along the way, in the next few months, there's going to be a lot of things happening which will put thoughts in your head that will close you. By closing, I mean creating worry, fear, and anxiety. When you have those thoughts, notice that your body, your chest, your stomach, and your throat area, notice that your body is feeling that anxiety. And when you do, pay attention to what your thoughts are. So the first step is noticing that your body is in that closed space. The second step is simply noticing what your thoughts are, that you're having thoughts, you're having concerns that are possibly linked to this sensation in your body. And the third step is to think the exact opposite of what you're thinking. So as the financial market, there's a good chance over the next 2 or 3 months that the financial markets and gas prices are going to soar and things are going to get possibly a little tougher just a little while. As you start hearing these reports and your mind starts driving the thought in its software and going unconscious with what that consequences are, you may notice this sensation in your body. When you do, notice what you're thinking and immediately turn the thought to the opposite. And when you do, notice if there's an easing that occurs in the throat to the stomach area. If there's an easing, that means that those thoughts are more in alignment, more true, and more moving you towards your highest potential. Now, this is what's interesting. Since we're energy creatures, this is where the choice came. You just made a choice to change your thought around. Now, if you make another choice to continue to follow the line of thought that creates an ease in your body, you will find that this expansion in your body that I'm telling you about, this energy, will be sustained. When that energy is sustained, you are literally creating in the world around you that effect. This is where the power of your choice that I'm talking about lies, because in that, you can create anything. In that, you are now in alignment. When that opening in your body and that ease occurs, it's not the same thing as an emotion. when that opening in your body occurs, that is a very, very powerful, powerful experience, and it affects the world around you. That is being the change you wish to see in the world. That is creating it. Now, you're now on a path, and as you move down that path, there's going to be other things that bombard you. Your mind may say, wait, 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 but they say, or wait, wait, but I've just lost, or wait, but what about the fact that I really have this issue that's coming up, and it's right there, and 3 days from now, X is going to happen. Notice if you close, if you're feeling a tightening, because that means that those thoughts are not where you're intended to be focused. Now, the key is not about a yes or a no, or what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. The key is about where do you put your attention? Because energy goes where attention flows. If you put your attention on thoughts that close you, you're moving in that direction. You will make choices from that closed experience. We all know. I mean, think about it. Think about when you walk in, you've got all this worry and stress happening. You walk in and you confront a child or a loved one or a roommate. What snowball gets caused? Are you as kind and compassionate and open and caring as you would normally be? Or do you snap at them, or do you jump, or do you take yourself away because you can't handle being in the space that you're in emotionally and being in contact with another human being gracefully? So putting your focus in that has a ripple effect in the entire world around you, whether you like it or not. So there's lots of reasons why your internal guidance system is guiding you into that opening. That opening sets up your mindset to be in the world in the way that you desire it to be. It sets up the focus so that you can create and bring the things to you that you desire. And it also alleviates the negative kind of closing, unpleasant energy in your body. So it also is setting you up for greater health energy to be able to go the distance. Now, the reason why we're talking about this today is there's a lot of people who are very excited about what's going on with the election, and there's also people who are upset. And what's most important right now is for us to all get on our path of following this opening so that we can be producing and contributing as we're intended, so we can get this whole situation, this country, back to where it needs to be, or forward to where we all want it to be. We're not going to be able to do that divided, and we're not going to be able to do that by following all of the misguided yet effective media campaigns that are out there. We're still going to be hearing a lot of really awful things. And there's going to be things that are going to be uncovered that we didn't even know that we had to clean up, that we now have to clean up. So this opening and closing and this expansion will keep you sane. It will keep you excited. It will point you in the direction of your own personal contribution. If you've listened to this show at all, you know that I believe that we are in an amazing, amazing place. Not just in history, but as spiritual beings. We have created the exact level of mess on every caliber that it will take for every person's gift to show up to clean it up. We've created the exact mess that will bring us into, if we let it, such a powerful divine level of collaboration, such a level of everyone being able to powerfully contribute and be acknowledged for what they're contributing. And there's nothing more exciting than that. There's nothing more exciting than being able to contribute something that you do really well, that you love to do, and then being graciously and powerfully acknowledged for that contribution. It's really what every single human being on this planet is desiring. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, many of them coming in thinking that what they want is this or that, the car, the house, the relationship, the money, even more spiritual development. And they all come back down to the exact same place once they get in touch with their internal guidance system. Every single one of them comes to the exact same place. I've never seen it not be that way. What they say is, I want to serve. I want to contribute. I want to make a difference. I want my life to mean something. I want to get to the end of my life and breathe my last breath knowing I've given it all to the fullest capacity I could. That's what I really want. I just came in and thought that I had all these things in my head that of what would make me happy or what I needed to have first so I could do that. I didn't realize by doing that, all of those other things just happen naturally. I'm like, yes, that's exactly how it works. For each issue that's out there, there is a passionate, powerful, incredible being who has the solution and is waiting for someone to ask them to provide it. And we think that only the glorious, great things are what we need to do or what someone would want to do, but that's not true. Every little piece of every little thing that we need to get done has a person that's ready to provide it, or it's something that we don't need to be doing. When you run a corporation by your internal guidance system or a company by your internal guidance system, you quickly find that everything that you think you needed to do that nobody wants to do doesn't need to be done. And everything that everybody wants to do is exactly what needs to be done. And as amazing as that sounds, you can kind of cut away the nonsense stuff by looking at whether or not somebody wants to actually take it on. But if it's drudgery, it ends up being wasted work. Now, if you look at your life and just follow that piece, that when you push hard on in any direction doing things that you hate doing, very often it doesn't work out. What you'll find is it didn't actually need to be done, or you'll get to the store and the store is closed, or the piece that you needed you didn't have, and so you did it wrong, and you have to redo it. Or you pushed through it, and you did it before the person needed it, and there was a piece of information that really would have, that really changes the whole thing, the whole outcome. This one piece of really pushing uphill in an uphill battle because you think you need to do something, for those of you who are in relationships, here's a good way to test this theory as to whether or not you should be doing anything at all that isn't actually something you want to be doing. Now, I'm going to give a caveat here. I'll have a lot of people who say, yes, but then I would never clean my house. I would never do my taxes. And I always come back with, it's not true. You'll suddenly feel like it's time to do your taxes and you'll get them done. You'll suddenly feel like you need to get your house cleaned or someone will show up and do it. There'll be a way in which it gets done. You'll be shocked. When you actually start following the flow, all these little pieces come. But what's interesting is pay attention with your loved one. When the two of you are battling over trying to get something done or trying to coordinate something, and it starts to get to be a struggle. Well, I have to do this. Well, I have to do that. Well, you need to do this. Well, I can't pick them up or I can't do this. And you guys start going, there's that tension that starts and stop in the middle of it and go, wait a minute. Do you actually really want to be doing this? Get an actual yes or no. And then ask yourself, do I really want to be doing this? Now, the way that you determine whether you really want to be doing something or not, the only way that I can give you to actually do that is through your internal guidance system. And I know I keep talking about this thing as if it's the best thing on in the planet. It's not the end-all, be-all, but man, it does sure does take away a lot of stuff in your life. So what you do is drop in and picture yourself doing the thing that you're trying to do and see whether that causes an expansion, a neutral, or a contraction feeling in your body. Your mind may say that you don't want to do something, but your internal guidance system will open to do it. I have many, many, many times thought about going to something in the evening after work, and my whole body goes, oh, I'm too tired, I don't want to go. And my internal guidance system will immediately respond with a tightening feeling, and I'm like, huh, I closed. I do want to go to this. I do want to go to this tonight, and I'll feel an ease in my body. I will go, and I will have an incredible time, or I will meet somebody that was really important to meet, or I'll be there for someone who really needed me to be there. And I always, 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 without fail, end up going, yep, it was exactly where I wanted to be. I've also had times where I thought, I need to go do this tonight. I have to absolutely get there. This is really, really important. Closed. Huh, I don't need to go tonight. I start thinking, no, I can actually cancel on this tonight. That's what I'm intended to do. And I'll feel that easing happen. And I'm like, really? And I'll call the person and they'll say, thank God. this happens over and over again. So when you're dealing with your loved one, ask them, would it really feel good to be doing this thing? Does it really feel good for us to be organizing this right now? Does it really feel good, whatever it is, to be having this conversation right now? Or does it, you know, whatever it is, ask and ask yourself and watch what happens. The second question to ask after that, well, what would feel really good to be doing right now? You will be surprised at how many of the bumps in the road get evened out when you just take that little piece on. That little piece has ironed out more issues in conversation. Coming from the place of what would feel good, what would I like, is so important. It is like when you begin coming from that place, and it's not about emotions or what your ego thinks, and that's that there's this piece in which is really important to understand about the internal guidance system, is that it is so not your ego and your mind. It is so not the story. It is above and beyond that, looking at that and supporting you and getting out of that. That's what it is. See, I know that many of you have heard me talk about the yield sign, but I'm going to talk about it again just for new listeners. I want you to picture in your mind right now what color a yield sign is. You know, the yield sign on a traffic signal, like a traffic sign, sorry. Many of you most likely have a yellow and black yield sign as a picture in your mind, many of you. In fact, 99.9% of the people I talk to right now have that in their minds. Well, actually, a yield sign is red and white. A yield sign from 1954 to 1971 was yellow and black in the United States. And between your ages of 0 and 3, your mind saw a yield sign, and it became that in your mind. And then after 1971, they all changed to red and white by 1974, and you've passed hundreds of thousands of yield signs in your lifetime, but your brain never updated because it doesn't have the capacity to. And part of what the internal guidance system's job is as a sensory system in your body is to support you in updating the thoughts that don't serve you and aren't right for your mind, aren't carrying you forward to where you want to be. Now I'm going to swing this whole conversation back around to this election we just had. We have a lot of belief systems and ideas that our brain, our mind, has collected. We have a lot of buttons that can be pushed. And much of what's happening right now is in the campaign that we just experienced, it was designed to push our buttons, to take our choice and our focus and put it in a direction that somebody else wanted it to go. And knowing how powerful the energy behind your choice is, it's really important that you're responsible with where you put your energy. And it's really important that you don't let anybody push your buttons to get your energy to go in a direction that doesn't serve you and isn't in alignment with your values. Now, I'm saying the word values because that's one of the big things that they use, and I don't mean to say they, because I really believe we're just all a big, giant us. But people who have been hired in order to affect public consciousness towards a direction for an election, that part of us who does that job, they craft messages around values because values are things that mean so much to us that they can drive that inner energy, this expansion or this contraction. Now, a lot of people voted into their closing. A lot of people voted against one or the other because they were closed. They had a constriction of energy about when their thoughts were thinking about that person and what that person will do to our country. So So they made a choice into their closing. This is a very, very powerful thing to do, and it's not necessarily going to get us where we all want to go. It's important to make choices into the opening, into the expanded energy of your body. So what you need to realize is when you're having thoughts, which were most often put there through media and through information that was collected outside of you, not from your inner wisdom, for a lot of people, not everyone. There's also a huge body of people that are acting in their inner wisdom. But when you have that information coming in and you feel this constriction, you know, this person's against our values. This person's going to do what you don't want them to do. This person's going to take away your lifestyle in the way that you desire it to be. And those thoughts are filling your head and you begin to feel that constriction. That means that those thoughts are not what you are to be focused on. They are not truth and they're not moving you in the direction of your highest potential. Turn them around to the opposite and see if you have an actual ease in your body. Now, eventually, with the practice of the internal guidance system, what you're going to find is like I said earlier in this radio show, it's like a compass that moves back and forth. And the more that compass moves up towards north, for instance, which I consider the opening, the more expansion you feel in your body, the more ease and like spiritual energy that's running through your body, that means that those thoughts are actually more towards your highest potential, and it's carrying you there faster. So over a course of time and working with the practice, you learn how to expand the energy in your body and line up, and that is the most powerful way that you can be the change. It is the how-to of be the change. It's really crucial now for everyone to break away from the media machine that exists in this planet and to begin dropping into your own inner wisdom and taking actions from there. It's fine. It's important to do a lot of due diligence. It's important to expand what you're aware of in the world around you so that you can have the right thoughts to focus your energy on, right? If you don't know something, you can't think it. It's one of the elements of your internal guidance system is you do need to work with your brain, although, interestingly enough, the other piece of what the internal guidance system does is it gives you little tiny things to be focused on that lead to that bigger thing, even if it's not in your mind. But the key is to do your due diligence and drop in and see what expands you or contracts you inside. Now, I was raised a Christian, and I've had many Christians come and work with this work, and one of the first things they ask me is, how does this fit in with Jesus? How does this fit in with Christianity and with God? Well, my belief is that every major religion in the world talks about this particular aspect of our humanness, this expansion, this contraction, and this neutral. For me, one of the things that keeps coming up is it's the Holy Spirit expanding and contracting. You know, one of the things that got me when I was reading the Bible when I was younger, I spent a lot of time studying the Bible, and it said, you know, God said to meditate constantly upon me, always upon me. I thought, how do I do that? How do I actually live my life and sit down and also be meditating on God? And what I have found is that this expansion energy is me staying, keeping my thoughts in alignment. It is really, truly like moving into the higher spiritual alignment again and again and again and again. You're only literally focused thoughts away from stepping back into that opening in any moment once you understand and develop the presence and awareness that you're closed so that you can shift your thoughts. So to get that started, there's only three steps that you need to know about. I'm going to repeat them one more time. If you'd like to call in, you have any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to call in. That number is 646-378-1741. That number again is 646-378-1741. And so the three steps are: notice when you're in anxiety, worry, and fear. Notice when you're closed. Notice when you have that contraction feeling in your body. It'll be between your throat and your stomach area. It's been happening your whole life. You may not have understood what it means or how to make it consistent, but it's been there. The second step is to pay attention to what you were just thinking, because it's what you were thinking. This energy system is completely and totally paying attention to your thoughts. So notice what you were thinking. This step sounds even simpler than it really is, and I just want to be quite honest, because you will find that at times you will be feeling all of a sudden this tightening and you won't even remember what you were thinking. Our mind is operating in such a rote way that very often it just kind of goes on and does its thing, and you may not be able to find that undercurrent thought. People think they only have one thought running through their brain, but oftentimes they have different layers of thoughts, and they're not even aware of the ones that are deeper. You may be thinking about taking an action, so you may be thinking about getting some healthy food, but underneath it, what you're actually thinking is, I need to eat right now, and I really want a cheeseburger, but I'm not allowed to have a cheeseburger on my diet, so I need to find a healthy place, but there's no healthy, and you might be having this whole conversation with yourself around what you're going to eat, but what you're consciously doing is trying to plan where you're going to go get food. And you, so there's this way in which we have a couple of things going on at once. So this little second step may seem a little frustrating at first. If you haven't had a practice of paying attention to your thoughts, you might be surprised at how much you don't know what you're thinking, which means it's even more important for you to stay in this practice, because that the where you put your focus is where you're putting your choice. And like I said, the choice is the most powerful thing you have. And in every moment that you're thinking, you're focusing, and you're choosing, whether you're conscious about it or not. So in this second step, notice what you're thinking that caused that contraction feeling. And the third step is turn it around and see if there's ease. Just turn it to the opposite. Those opposite thoughts may seem kind of silly sometimes. Like the opposite thought may be, I can have a cheeseburger and it'll be just fine. Oh, I just felt my body lighten. How can that be? Cheeseburgers, I've been told my whole life, aren't good for me. Well, what you may find over the course of time in doing this practice is actually what's actually creating the issues in your body is thinking about how bad the food you love is for you constantly. You might find that that's exactly what's closing you. That's actually a bigger problem in the situation. And you'll find that over time, you'll start witnessing what you're actually focusing on. The opposite of it, that when it eases you, you actually stop holding those thoughts after a while, which means all that kind of constricting anxiety experience that you have shifts, and you become healthier on many different levels. You become more relaxed. So no matter what, we are in exciting times. And no matter what, whether we like it or not, these exciting times are ours. And we have some really powerful ways in which we can contribute and be a part of that in every moment. And you, personally, have some inkling as to how you're supposed to be contributing in these exciting times. And so check it out with your internal guidance system. Pay attention to what opens you. Because what opens you is your perfect thing to be focused on that will carry you most powerfully to your destiny. And is it as amazing as it may seem, your destiny is part of what's going to get us out of the messes that we've created. It's like this perfect figure eight, the way it kind of keeps double backing on itself. What you love to do is what you're here to contribute. What you're here to contribute is part of your destiny. What your destiny is exactly what you need to be doing in order to bring us back into being healthy. And it just kind of goes in this beautiful little perfect figure eight. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and answer an Ask Zen question, and then we're going to be complete with our show for today. And it kind of comes right into this conversation, which Pauline asked, how do you tell the difference between wishful thinking and real opening? Wishful thinking, if it's truly wishful thinking, can open or close you. holding a desire for something that you long for is very, very powerful. You're choosing to focus on that. Now, whether that desire is in alignment with what you're intending to be producing and contributing to here on this planet, this is what's interesting. You can wish for something and be closed, even if the thought makes you feel good. Because feeling good is being an emotion. Your internal guidance system is not your emotion. You can feel great about something and have this tight feeling in your body as you think about pursuing it. Happens all the time in relationships. Happens all the time in thinking about quitting your job. It may feel so great to say, to heck with it, I'm just going to quit my job. I'm not going to put up with this anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then, but you're closed. You're not open. So you can determine which thoughts are in alignment for you simply by noticing whether they open you or whether they close you. It's really, really that simple. Then if it closes you, those thoughts are not to be focused on. They're not going to carry you towards your highest potential. And most often what I found is if I go against that and I follow them anyways, it makes me unhappy. It wasn't actually what I wanted to do. Now, I have another person that wrote in, and his name is Michael. And Michael, I really want to thank you. The second question that I'm going to be answering today is, I have a challenge, it says. It says, hi, I have a challenge. I'm the old person who was living on an old age pension. I have a very limited amount of spending money. Is there any way I can use to learn use to learn the internal guidance system, or is it just for younger working people? Thanks, Michael. Actually, the internal guidance system is, we have a program called Smart Soul Academy. And Smart Soul Academy is a one-year program, and it costs $57 a month. And we week by week, in a very incremental way, walk you through learning to use your internal guidance system. We purposely made this affordable and effective. We guarantee the results of it at the end of a year. And so, no, it is not an expensive thing that's just for younger people. This is, in my opinion, is a system that you already have, and we just need to give you the support that you need to be able to be effective and gain mastery of this skill and of understanding what's going on for you. And so I just wanted to make sure that you're aware that this is, Michael, totally affordable and effective, and we're not out here to kind of gouge people or try to make a ton. I have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take the call. The call is in the 707 area code. And caller, you are on the air now. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello there. This is Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really good. I'm confused again because I'm listening to your blog talk radio, and you're talking to me on my computer and on the phone, it seems like, at the same time.
There's probably going to be a slight delay. There's naturally a slight delay so that I can so what I would do is turn off the sound on your computer.
Hello there. Oh, my God. This is very interesting. Here's a question.
The reason why there's a delay is because if you were to say anything that should not go out over the air, I can immediately delete that, and there's a time delay.
Excellent.
I hang up on you, and it cuts it off. So anyways, hello. What can I do for you today?
Well, thank you so much for creating this program because it's just what I need, you know, the affordable part of it and an ongoing in-depth kind of thing. That's great. But
you're
here's
welcome.
The question. You're good. You just mentioned the fact that you can have a wishful thought and still have a closing, a happy emotion and a closing. And I guess what I would love to hear is a little bit more nitty-gritty detail about the feelings in the body, because emotions are feelings in the body. So they're like different places in the body where things happen. So I'd love you to speak on that.
Okay, well, let me give you an example, okay? First of all, you'll be happy to know, because you're a new Smart Soul Academy, you're in the academy now, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so I just want to let you know that in month 5 of the program, we start working specifically with emotions. And we actually spend 2 months of our practices, and what ends up happening in that time period is in your normal life, you will be going along, and we will be working with whether an emotion opens you or closes you. You see, what a lot of people don't realize is your emotions come from your thoughts. So you have a thought, and most often those thoughts are attached to a story. And that story is what colors what emotion you feel. So I'll give you an example. Let's say if someone were that you love were to walk in the house, glare at you, and keep walking, what response would you have emotionally? Could you give me a guess?
I'd probably wonder what was up, what I'd done wrong, or, you know.
Right.
It just usually wouldn't be a happy thought, that's for sure.
It wouldn't be a happy emotion, right? It would be,
yeah.
Uh-oh, something's wrong. I did something wrong. They're mad at me.
Yeah.
That would be yours. That would be mine, too. However, I have a friend, and their response would be, well, to hell with you. Get out of my house. And they go immediately into anger and rebellion and kind of a fight mode, right? They go to defend themselves. We all collected our emotional responses in our childhood to situations in our lives, and we're still playing them out again and again and again, even when it's not appropriate. And so what can happen is your internal guidance system is separate from your mind completely.
Mm-hmm.
It is giving you responses to what you're thinking and letting you know whether that thinking is guiding you in the right towards your highest potential and truth or away. But this is what's fascinating. If you are holding a thought of, I've done something wrong, and your IGS closes, that means that you have not done something wrong. What that person is upset about has nothing to do with that, you doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you're open at the thought, I did something wrong, then that means that that is truth, and that is leading you in your highest potential. And you can walk up to the person and go, what? You glared at me. What's wrong? What did I do? You left the garage open again, or whatever. You know, I'm just giving an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You know, whatever. However you go from there. Or you walk up and you say, are you mad at me? I just had the reaction that you're mad at me. You know, and I closed, but I'm just curious. No, no, I just had a really bad day, and there's something wrong with the car, and I can't figure it out, and you know what I'm saying?
I do, and in theory, this makes a whole lot of sense, and I can't wait for month 5, because my question is, when I have a negative emotion, like my response to that person glaring at me,
mm-hmm.
that feels like a closing. It's a negative emotion which feels like closing. So
very often, in the beginning of working with your internal guidance system, you'll find that when you have an unpleasant emotion, it is attached to closing thoughts. You'll find that as you get, and what happens is the internal guidance system reprograms the neural pathway of your brain. That old story, when you begin to look for the opening and you move into the opening, you actually create a new connection in your brain to that new opening thought. So the next time they walk through and glare, you will have a different response, not the very next time. It can often take 2 or 3 weeks of working in that with that one thought if it's very powerfully ingrained in your being as a story.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is very quickly your brain begins to shift to holding the new thought as the first thought. Huh, I wonder what's going on with him or her, instead of, oh, I did something wrong. Can you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's more opening to be in the question of, I wonder if they're okay. The other thing is that it repatterns the nervous system, so you don't have the immediate... or the immediate, whatever that emotional, that is the nervous system is what produces the emotional response. That doesn't mean that the emotional response is actually valid. I'm sure you've dealt with people in your life who've had emotional responses to you or a situation and been like, wow, this is really blown out of proportion, or this is really not at all, you know, in alignment with what the situation's calling for here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing they can do, because what's happening is there's a push that's being, a trigger that's being pushed, a button that's being pushed inside of them that is creating a story about what something means that then creates the emotional reaction that was put into place. So what I can say is the reason, you know, and I'm really excited that you're in the Academy program, because you can't get there from here. I'm giving you the intellectual experience of this conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the Academy, week by week, we build on your competency of feeling your body and your IGS to where by the time we get to that place, you and I can have a conversation that I would say is embodied, where you and I can have we can work with your emotional response that you're talking about. You can feel the shift in the when you shift your thoughts, you can feel the opening and the shift in the neural pathways. And what ends up happening is 2 weeks later when we check back in, it's different. You're not reacting the same way. You're reacting in a more authentic way. You're reacting emotionally in a way that is effective for what's happening in that present moment. You're no longer reacting from an emotional experience of your childhood. But unfortunately, you have to embody it. I can't just give it to you mentally and have it be something that's different. It's about doing the work.
I understand that part.
Yeah.
I'm just tuning into a lot more of a nuance of feeling in my body, in that, you know, between the throat and the belly button.
Yeah.
There's so many feelings in there. It's just amazing.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. So thank you very much. We're at the end of our show now. You and I are still on, but I believe that the program has ended. We're not streaming anymore. I'm very excited, Sheldon, that you're in the program. Have you signed up on the community page yet?
No, I haven't, but
okay.
I will.
Great. And have you listened to the launch call that we did?
I tried to get on the one that just wasn't set up properly.
Yes.
And then I never got a message that it was going to be rescheduled.
Oh,
I never got
okay. Did you get your membership? Have you gotten your membership?
I do believe so. And I did just get an email yesterday, I think, or the day before, with the link to the launch call.
Great.
So I can listen to it.
Yes.
I just
go ahead and sign up for your membership. Your user ID and password was sent to you. Sign up for that and sign up for the community. They're two different things.
Okay.
And when you sign into the members area, under Smart Soul Curriculum, you have the launch call and the week one practice, lecture, and journal exercise waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've already received those.
Great.
But just not the members area. I mean, it just
hop into the members area if you would, because that's where you go. From now on, you won't be getting emails with many links. We're just going to send you there, and everything's in the one place to download, so it makes it really easy for you.
Oh, and then I can go at my own pace and stuff.
We don't recommend you go at your own pace. Stay.
Yeah.
Week,
well,
week,
I do want
week.
To keep up, but
yes, definitely keep up. Yeah. You're going to be, because this is a transformation you're in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. This is a transformation, so we're just going to kind of carry you through it out to the other side.
Great.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Calling in, and I'll
yeah,
hopefully
we
get
will
a chance
talk
to
again.
Talk. Okay. Good. Thank you, Sheldon.
Thanks a lot, Jen.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I don't know if the show is still recording or not, but I just want to let you know that I'm grateful and thankful that you listened today. I am ever so grateful that you are downloading this show and being a part of this show. You're welcome to call in. If you have any questions, like I said, go to smartsoul.com and click on the Ask Zen button. I'm here every week on Wednesdays from 11 to 12, and you can also go ahead and if you would be so kind, if you like the show, please, please, please rate it on the blogtalkradio.com/Zen-DeBrook. That's how you find my show. And if you could rate the show and make a comment or become a friend or mark it as favorite or any of those things, it really supports us in being able to have even more marketing going out through the Blog Talk Radio channel. They'll pick us up on their own, and I would just be grateful. That's something you could do for me. If you're interested in the Smart Soul Academy program, by the way, just go to smartsoulacademy.com, and you can check it out. We've made it incredibly affordable. It works. I can guarantee it 100%. It works. I'm so excited about this program and what it's doing for people's lives. So if you have an opportunity and you have the time to participate, please jump in here. You do not want to get to next year and wish that you had done this. All right, everyone, thank you so much. Goodbye until next week. Namaste.